A milestone for Ireland transport is being marked this afternoon as a new vessel, the Arranmore Blue Ferry, is being officially launched in County Donegal. The 96-passenger and 10-vehicle ferry will provide a six-time service between Arranmore and Ault an Cuarán in West Donegal. The ceremony is taking place as we speak, so just before we came on air, I spoke to Seamus Boyle. He's the managing director of Arranmore Ferry, and he started by telling me about how the service began.
Well, the service started back in 2007, but if you go back further than that, my uncles and my grandfather, great-grandfather, they ran the service to the island before that, and my father. And I would have spent my childhood days in and out ferrying along with my uncle Danny, who was going to break the bottle today. And then I went away, joined the Navy, then the Army, and I moved back home, and I was travelling in and out to work on a rib. And I thought, you know, if other people could travel to work, it would be great. So I started a fast ferry service in 2007. Now, I was only one commuting at that time. And last week, when I done a count, we have 22 people commuting now. So I just evolved from that, really. I started 2009, then I started on the Whatley Carr Ferry and just kept upgrading as we went along. And this has been planned now this last 5 years, and we eventually got it over the line.
Will you tell us about the people who are commuting now? What sort of jobs do they do?
Well, some of them are in very skilled jobs, actually. What the likes of Randocks and Dunloe, Irish Prestons, who started with Arranmore, descendant of himself. And then there's others just on building work and, you know, all sorts of work just about. But that 22 people, that could have maybe 50 people more living on the island, maybe, you know. So I think it's the way to go to keep the island alive, is let people get to work, because people have to work to live somewhere, really, you know. So that was the aim at the start.
Tell us about the conditions, because I should imagine there are times of the year when it can get pretty rough.
It can, but we're sheltered. Northerly ones is the only ones that affect us, really, you know, that can disrupt things. But it's seldom that you won't get a couple of runs done in the day. And I would say the people, or the pupils and the teachers that come into them, they miss very few days because of weather. Now, in saying that, we could badly do what infrastructure put in place, like our slipway was built in the 80s, and it probably wasn't even fit for purpose at that time, and we still have it. We're a much larger vessel. That time was only a small boat, small ferry that took four cars, like, so we'd really need a bit of investment that way. We'd be calling on the government to please invest in that side of things.
So what's happening today then?
Well, today now at 1:30 we're going to have the blessing of the boat, the official naming, and as cut the ribbon to officially in service, and then we have food and drink and whatever up in the local nightclub, Smugglers Nightclub. So that's really what today is, just to mark the official opening of it.
It sounds like quite satisfying work, is it?
Oh, it is. Yeah. Well, it is to me. It's something I grew up with, and that I suppose you could say I'm passionate about. You know that, and it's. It is satisfying to see, like, that was my goal all along, like, because we've grown out of other boats, like, the cars have got so big now, you know, that, like, a Fiesta in the 90s was a tiny little car, now it's the same size as, I suppose you could, as a Focus, you know, everything got so big, you have them Land Cruisers and all, they're massive, like, you know, so the other boats have just got too small for them. So this one's 2 metre wider, and the ramp is 1.5 metres wider, so it makes a massive difference. It's a game changer for crews, like for loading cars. Now it takes no time at all. Before that, it was a struggle.
And that was Seamus Boyle of the Arranmore Ferry.